is be ye still. For you are God's masterpiece. He is the potter, and we are his clay. The scripture, Pastor PK, I can't tell if I'm on or not. It said that I'm muted.
You're loud and clear, Robin. We can hear you.
Okay. The scripture that the Lord has given me, be ye filled. One of the scriptures, and I want you to write this down because I will not be able to go through all of the scripture, but I want you to spend time seeking God and asking him, what do you mean, Lord? How can you fill me? You are the potter, and I'm your clay, and you want to make me into a masterpiece. But how can I be filled? So the first scripture is Jeremiah 18, verse 4. And in the scripture, we know that God sent Jeremiah to visit the potter, to bring him to an understanding of God. And verse 4 says, he was using his hands to make a pot from clay, but something went wrong with it. So he used that clay to make another pot the way he wanted it to be. The second scripture will be Psalms 139, verse 1 through 5, and verses 13 through 17. Psalm 139, verse 1 through 5, and verses 13 through 17. O Lord, you have probed me. You know me. With all my ways, you are familiar. You formed my innermost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I'm going to praise you. So wonderfully you made me. Wonderful are your works. My bones were not hidden from you. I was being made in secret. Your eyes foresaw my actions. How precious to me are your designs. Here again, be ye filled. In order for us to be filled, we have to be emptied. There are things that are going on in each one of our lives. We are being molded by cares, by concerns, by society, by family members, by our friends, by jobs. We're coming to God and we're asking him questions. God, when will I be healed? Lord, when will my family be saved? Lord, what's going on with my business? Father, I don't understand. How did I get in so much debt? When will I find a job? How did I get caught up in this rat race? What's going on in the government? What's going on in Japan? All of these cares, all of these concerns, all of these burdens, we're supposed to cast all of these things on God. We're supposed to be able to come to him knowing that he had a plan, he has a purpose, he has a desire. And if he is the potter and we are his clay and he wants to mold us into his image, we have to be filled. We have to release these cares and these concerns. And that's not to say that they're not valid, that they're not important, because we know that life goes on, and we know that there are things in our life that we're concerned about. But if God created us, and he knew before the foundation of the world what was going to take place, just like today with this call, it wasn't an accident. I can't be concerned about the static prior to. I have to move forward knowing that I'm dying to self, letting him do what he needs to do in me so that the word will come forward, not moved by what takes place. So us as individuals, as his children, Let him fill us. Jesus died to self so that he was about his Father's business. He didn't come with his own agenda, his own plan. He knew that there was a plan and a purpose that God wanted him to carry out on this earth. And everyone who he met, he told them, I was about my Father's business. To be filled means to make full, to satisfy a hunger, to make sure that there's enough room to be filled enough with God. He can't fill us if we're filled with our stuff, with our junk, with our concerns, with our plans. He wants to occupy our life. He wants to fill our hearts. He wants our temple to be filled with him. So when you spend time with him, when you meditate on his word, when you have ministry unto the Lord, when you're in the quiet place, that secret place of the Most High God, you can then be molded. You can then hear what he has to say. Because he wants to make you a masterpiece. And a masterpiece is something that someone can look at. We want God to be able to be seen in us, his image. More of you, Lord Jesus, and less of us. Be ye filled, for you are God's masterpiece. He is the potter. We are his clay. So what? It may be a little rough. So what? I may have missed it today, but I can come back to his throne of grace. I can ask for forgiveness. I know that there's mercy in the time of need. I know, Father, I speak your word. I believe your word. I'm giving this care to you. I'm giving this circumstance to you. I want to be filled with you. Sometimes you may be walking, you may be talking, you may be working, and circumstances, all these cares, all these concerns, all these problems, they come up. But we have to learn how to give it to God, not be moved by it. And when you spend time with the Father, when you're spending time in the Word, he can fill you. He can continue to create what he wants to be created. He said we are fearfully and wonderfully made. He said that he is familiar with all of our ways. He said that he knew us when we were formed, when we were in our mother's womb. He knows the plan that he has for each and every single one of us. None of this has taken our God by surprise. So let's empty ourselves. Let's go to him. We may not even know sometimes what we're carrying and what we're concerned about. Go to him. Lord, show me. Make it clear to me. What should I do so that I can have more of you? What should I do so that I can be filled with you, Father? I want to be your masterpiece. I want you to mold me into your image. I want people to see more of you, Lord Jesus, than me. I know that as I spend time with you, seeking your kingdom, your righteousness, your way of doing things, Lord God, my cares, my concerns will be added. They will be taken care of. Fill me. Let me be your masterpiece. Mold me, Father, as you see fit. I want to die to self, and I need to know what I need to do, Lord. Show me so you can shape my life according to your desire, according to your plan, according to your will, according to your purpose, so that I am that masterpiece, that light that dispels the darkness. When you see a masterpiece, you're in awe of it. God gets the glory, but people see what he's created and what he's doing in you, and they will be drawn to you by the anointing, by the word of God, by the filling of his spirit that's in you, and you will be able to lead others to the potter so that he can be their master and create in them a masterpiece also. So again, we want to be filled. We want to die to self. We want to be empty so that God can fill us with all of him, giving our cares, giving our concerns to him, knowing that he is shaping our lives. He is creating the plan and the purpose for each and every single one of us. He has the blueprint. He is the creator. And we want him to fill us to overflowing. Because when that takes place, we can take what he has created, the word that is in us, and give it to others. Be ye filled, for you are God's masterpiece. He is the potter, and we are his clay. Father, thank you. Father, we seek you. Father, fill us, show us what we need to do, what needs to be removed, what needs to be emptied so we can be filled with all of you so that we can do your plan, your will, and your purpose that you knew before the foundation of the world that we were to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Pastor PK.
Very, very good. Thank you for your word today. Be ye filled of godliness and righteousness so that when we walk into a room, people see not us, but the God in us. And I tell you, that was an excellent message, Robin. You came out of the gate running. I thank God for you and for you allowing God to prepare a message for us that is very fitting, because we are concerned about so many things, and that's our stuff that gets in the way of God filling us and doing for us what he would have done in our lives. Thank you again for the prayer. I mean, the sermon. Do we have Sister Kathy on for prayer? Pastor Vanessa. We just thank God this morning. We are at the point that we were last week with the government shutdown. We wondering what is going to happen today because the count goes again today. But we know one thing for sure. God has it all in his hands. And he's going to do what he's done.
Minister Kathy, you're open.
All righty. Minister Kathy, are you ready to and close us out?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, thank you. What a powerful word that we heard this morning, and we thank God for what he's doing in our lives. Let's go before the throne of God. Father, we just come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this another day that you've given unto us. We thank you, Lord God, for this master call today. We ask, Lord God, that you would bless, continue to bless our visionaries and those that have started this call, Dr. PK and Pastor Vanessa. Lord God, we thank you for their lives. We thank you for their obedience. Father, we just thank you right now for your servant that shared the word this morning. We ask, Lord God, that you would fill her up again as she's released the word that you have put in her spirit. And, oh, God, thank you for your word, which is has a great impact on our lives, Lord God, and it is the one thing that changes us from the inside out. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Father, as we lift up these prayer requests before you right now, God. You know all the spoken and unspoken requests, and I thank you, Lord God, for intervening into the lives of your people everywhere, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even those that are sick and shut in today. Father, we just ask, Lord God, that we come against the spirit of infirmity now in the lives of those that have asked us to pray. We rebuke infirmity now in Jesus' name. We bind it up and we cast it out in Jesus' matchless and wonderful name. Father, we come against now the spirit of lack and the spirit of poverty in the lives of those that have asked us to pray, the spirit of debt that is in the lives of others. We break and curse all poverty, lack, and debt now in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father, we thank you that we know that you're El Shaddai, Lord God. You are the God that's more than enough. And we thank you. We confess your word, Lord God, that wealth and riches are in our house, Lord God. And we give you praise now because we fear you and we delight in you, God, in your commandments. And Lord, we just ask, Lord God, for everybody that has asked us to pray for various issues and concerns, that we would cast those cares upon you today. We know, God, that you are faithful in all of your ways. We thank you, Lord God, that you're El Shaddai. You are the God that's in the midst of us, even in the midst of our government situation now. God, we ask, Lord God, that you would continue to intervene, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Bind the hand of the enemy that wants to get us off course. Lord God, we hold up our leadership before you now, and we ask, Lord God, that you give them how to come to agreement, Lord God, and what needs to happen for our country. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, as we hold up our country before you. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping the minds of individuals all over the place in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of suicide now in the name of Jesus. And we declare right now, God, for those that don't even know what to do, don't even know where to go, oh, God, that you would put someone in their path, Lord God, that would encourage their heart to know that you're still God and you're still in control and you're still on the throne. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. We yield ourselves to you, Lord God. We submit to you, and we say, God, have your way. Have your way. And we come against the enemy that wants to shake this country, shake individuals' lives, Lord God, cause people to be unsettled and unstable. And, oh, God, we ask, Lord God, that you would keep us, allow your peace to continue to envelop us, Lord God. Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. The God of peace, we thank you right now that as we yield to you, we submit to you, oh, God, that we empty out before you, that you will continue to fill us up with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa, Dr. PK, not sure who's got it. Back to you.
God bless you, bless you, bless you for the powerful prayer. In closing, Minister Kathy, we thank God, of course, for our opening prayer with Sister Willa. And I am so, so grateful for the word of God because I know that the Lord is wanting to take all of us to a new place. The atmosphere is right, you all. It may feel like a recession to the world, but for us, it is progression, and we need to get, if ever run, we need to run now, not waiting to see what is going to happen, but putting our hands out here knowing that God is going to fill our hands and our hearts with great things. go forth today. We thank God for Pastor Vanessa being on the line and working the boards today. Go forth today. Do great, super fantastic things for the Lord, for he has something great for you today. God bless you, and goodbye.